Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
You know what time it is, right? It's time to say, oh my gosh, brownie points if you can say it with me. Happy almost Friday. Yeah, yeah, is right. We're almost there. And this Friday, I'm actually on the same schedule that I've been on for most of the 12 years that I've been here at CBS Sports Radio. Oh, no. Whoopsie. Oh, no. That just came out of my mouth without me even thinking about it. All right. I actually think you should leave that in the podcast because that was funny. What's the name of our new network? Infinity Sports Network and beyond. Anyway, that completely sidetracked me. Oops. Sorry, boss, I guess.
To infinity and beyond.
See what I mean? Anyway, for most of my 12 years here, I should have just stopped there, but I'm stopping here. As opposed to last Friday when I was the guinea pig and I was the one who was uttering the words Infinity Sports Radio for the first time. Actually, it's not even that. It's Infinity Sports Network. Clearly, in a week, I haven't learned much and it hasn't sunk in yet. Oh, dear. But the thing is, you still know my voice and you still know that it's the same show. Well, most of you do. Some of you still insist that, A, you can't hear my show on your network or your station anymore. The number of people that I've heard that, like, what happened to your show? I don't hear it anymore. Well, I didn't work last Thursday night and I didn't work Sunday night. So that appears to be part of the problem. People then assumed that I was changing time slots or changing shows, or maybe that the new network rebrand meant that Amy was getting fired. All of those things. But then you talk out of your butts instead of actually doing a little bit of research or Googling it. Anyway, I'm here. The show is the same. It does have a new, shall we call it home base? The Rebel base. We have a new Rebel base. But everything else is exactly the same, including the fact that your host is, at times, an idiot. But whatevs.
You just showed his butt.
Yeah, I just, no one's showing butts. We're not showing butts. We like big butts and we cannot lie. Anyway. Shoot, the whole last 2 minutes have just been an exercise in what not to do on the radio. I can't help it. It's just who I am. We've got 4 hours, and we believe we have many ways in which we will entertain you. Man, we're going to run the gamut in terms of the emotions as well. We've got goodness. We've got everything from the inevitable for those Arizona Coyotes hockey fans to a conversation with the man who's been maybe the most viral voice in sports over the last 24 hours. Todd Walsh delivered his emotional farewell tribute to the team who's leaving the desert on the occasion of the Coyotes' last game at a little bitty arena that wasn't and hasn't been NHL standards, which is part of the problem. And we decided we'd reach out to him. I knew that he would have a ton of media requests, and that's the case. He's been maybe the most popular guest on sports radio and TV over the last 24 hours as well. But he agreed to come on the show from the desert, and we will hear his perspective, his emotional and probably exhausted perspective, but also the perspective of someone who is wearing two hats as an insider and as a fan. As a guy who travels with the team, but also a guy who has loved this team and this franchise since day one. That's a lot of emotions to process. And we are thankful that Todd has agreed to join us an hour from now from the desert. I checked out his Twitter. He has a really sweet dog. I bet that she is right now offering some puppy therapy. I hope that's the case. So Todd Walsh will join us in an hour from the Arizona Coyotes, who are soon to be the Salt Lake City Coyotes. The owners of the Utah Jazz have now added to their business portfolio. Ryan and Ashley Smith of Smith Entertainment Group bought the Coyotes and all of the existing assets, so everything, kit and caboodle, for $1.2 billion. And in doing so, they have added to the Salt Lake City pro sports, what, pro sports profile, pro sports family. And the NHL is on board with this in large part because of what was an unsettling and often frustrating situation in the desert. I certainly can identify a little bit, now not as an adult, but as a kid when I was younger, a young adult, I suppose, when the Hartford Whalers departed in what was that flurry of teams leaving, moving to other places, going back. I'd have to go back and look at the date. But if you remember, there were a bunch of teams that moved in the span of several years. And even now in New England, people still mourn the Hartford Whalers. People still lament the fact that they moved on to be the Hurricanes in Raleigh. And that goes back to the late 90s. So it was early in my career when the team relocated. So yeah, young adult. And that's not the only franchise or its fan base who've gone through this painful process. So as part of tonight's show, I'd like to ask you either your perspective, if you're a fan of a team that's moved or left to go to quote-unquote greener pastures. I think of it in the NFL. the Raiders leaving Oakland and moving to Las Vegas. But it wasn't that long before that we had the two teams relocating to LA. Even though the Chargers weren't that far down the road, that was as painful as it comes. So San Diego moving to LA at the same time that the Rams were leaving St. Louis and moving back to LA. We've had what I consider probably the most vocal of fan bases, at least in my experience as a talk show host, Seattle losing its Supersonics, who had a tradition and a following, and they went to Oklahoma City where, I mean, I was part of the push. When I worked in Oklahoma for 4 years, all they talked about as sports fans was getting a pro team, getting a pro team. And then when there was the relocation of the Pelicans, were they Pelicans at the time following Hurricane Katrina? I don't think so. They were the
Hornets.
Hornets, that's right. I cannot keep up with the name changes. When they relocated, Oklahoma City got a taste and desperately wanted a team. And so a businessman in the area purchased the Supersonics and moved them. And they became the Thunder. And I know there are still people who are upset over it. Now in baseball, well, and not just now in baseball, but the Nationals, they were a team that moved. The Oakland A's, they're stuck in what's been a disastrous cycle of uncertainty and talk about moving. And now we know they're leaving for Sacramento. Will they end up in Las Vegas? And people who work for the team don't have any type of resolution either. I've got a friend who works for the team. She has no idea if she's going to Sacramento and what happens beyond that in Vegas. In fact, the inclination, I mean, you can imagine all the employees are talking, and I don't mean the players, obviously. All the employees, the people who make their living by either working for the team or at the stadium, many of them suspect that they won't be retained and that their jobs are lost. So we're thinking about relocations and teams moving and leaving fans in the dust. I mean, this goes back, obviously, decades and decades. These are some of the more recent ones that I remember and I can identify with. But if you're a fan of a team that moved, I'd like to hear from you. But also, larger question, what was the either most painful relocation in sports franchise history or the one that made zero sense? There's kind of two questions there, but regardless of how you answer it, painful, nonsensical. It seems like every time this comes up, people have to share their perspectives, and I appreciate it. It's cathartic to talk about losing a team and how painful it can be. Gosh, even since I moved here and took the job with the newly named Infinity Sports Network, which, you know, I need to practice because I'm clearly not getting it right. We've had a bunch of teams leave, and it's never easy. Fans feel like they're the last ones to be considered in the equation very often. And I think the harsh reality is, computer's about to die. Energy saver's been turned on. I see thee. Hold on. Everybody, talk amongst yourselves. Someone's been playing with the cords again. It's okay. I got you. I got you, computer. You're about to get some juice. Hang on. Here comes some water. Oh, there we go.
Phew. Did you save it?
I did. Saved it from certain death and dehydration. Back to what I was saying. It's never easy. It's painful. And fans feel like they're the last ones to be considered. But the harsh reality is that it's a business. And these men, women, families who own franchises or buy franchises, as long as they get approval from the leagues, which, you know, the leagues are subject to making that approval, the NHL Board of Governors has. But the whole point is that they're allowed to do with their business what they want. And it's too bad because as fans, we like to pride ourselves. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but we like to pride ourselves on being loyal. And yet we don't generally get that from a lot of our teams in return. And if it makes you feel any better, the players don't either. Very often when it comes to business versus loyalty, business versus relationship, so very often the business comes first. The bottom line comes first. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We're still tweaking and considering the options for our Facebook header. I know many of you like the photo. The issue, well, there's some issues. One issue is that when you look at it on a laptop, the smaller profile photo seems to block out some of the header photo. So we're trying to work on that. I know that my husband's been checking them out too, because we've had multiple iterations of them to try to figure out which one we like the best. So that's why you're seeing it pop up on the timeline over and over and over again. But don't you worry. It'll be over soon. We're just trying to figure out, again, what's the best way to make it fit and to make it work. So thank you for all of your fun comments. I'm glad you liked the photo of me laughing like a hyena. Just as a general note, that photo was taken several years ago. So it was before I got married, long before I knew my husband. But many of you are associating it with my joy over being married. My husband appreciates that. But the photo was taken actually before I met him. But you're very kind. Thank you so much. Something else that was blowing up our social media over the last, we'll call it 20 hours. Jay, do you have the revelation from Bill Belichick that threw me for a loop? You don't? Okay, so let me know when you do. Because we teased it for most of our, second half of our show last night. And we didn't get to it then because of some other stuff that was going on. In large part, the fact that we started talking about the Arizona Coyotes and their relocation. But we didn't end up getting it to it till the end of the show. And by then, a lot of you had started working or were out of your cars or whatever else. So I had people asking me all day long, what did Bill Belichick say that caused you to lose all respect for him? But then I tweeted it, and the response has been hysterical. I had no idea that it would be so controversial. But in fact, it was. Also, I had no idea how many of you were missing out by not ever having tried the greatest beverage in the history of the world. Bill Belichick, is it really true? Tell me it's not true.
Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
What? What?
We don't have time for that.
The responses to my tweet about this have been hysterical. One guy responded with, that explains why he's so cranky all the time.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Another guy who is clearly labeled as a Dolphins fan, he's a liar. Don't believe anything he says. Anyway, really funny stuff as your responses. Although I don't know why Bill Belichick would lie about coffee, but I did retweet it just now. How is it possible that Bill Belichick has never had a cup of coffee in his life?
Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Right. I know you say that, and I probably wouldn't have believed it, except some of you, and I would say it's a very small minority, but some of you are agreeing that you've never had a cup of coffee in your life. Yeah, I don't even know how to process that. I didn't drink coffee until I was 30 because I don't like the taste of hot coffee, and I definitely don't ever drink it black. Oh my gosh. The Hubs drinks coffee black, and no. It stains your cup. Like, no.
Creamer's the best part, too.
Well,
in my opinion.
I don't know about that. I love coffee. I love the taste of it. But here's the funny part. I don't like to drink hot coffee. I know a lot of you, either you say you don't like hot beverages or you drink it because it's a hot beverage. So the temperature has something to do with it. I love the smell of coffee brewed, but I do not like the taste of hot coffee. Instead, I prefer iced coffee all the time. And now I'm a cold brew snob. And so a lot of times I combine cold brew with the other coffee that's been chilled, the brewed coffee or Keurig coffee that's been chilled. Yeah, I cannot drink it without either oat milk or almond milk or regular milk. So I don't drink it black, and I definitely don't drink it hot. But I can't do this schedule without caffeine. And I certainly can't be drinking soda, Jay, twice a day. So instead, and I did that in my 20s. I would drink soda to get me through overnight and late night shifts. But I can't do that anymore because I would have I'd be living my 700-pound life. So I can't do that. But I certainly don't know how people can do anything late night and overnight without coffee. Maybe you're just naturally gifted in that department, which blows me away. But also, I like coffee. I really enjoy the taste of coffee to the point where sometimes I'll drink decaf because I like it. So
Have you ever had half calf?
Half calf?
I just learned that this exists. I never knew it was a thing. I saw it in my house in the cabinet. I was like, half calf. It's half.
You found out because it was in your cabinet in your home?
Right.
Oh.
And I was like, oh,
who
that's
in your
cool.
house is drinking half calf?
I have no idea. It was just in there.
You haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet?
Not sure, but now it's me, so it's mine now. Oh. I was like, this is pretty good.
Nice.
I didn't want a full caffeine, but I didn't want nothing, so half calf. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, decaf does actually have some caffeine to it, so it's great. And I don't mind drinking decaf when it's like a Saturday night and I just want to taste. I sound like a drug addict. I just want to taste. But actually, there are many studies done about the benefits of caffeine in coffee, not in soda, because that's different. But the benefits of coffee, because it's got natural antioxidants, but also it's got natural nutrients that are good for you. Not to the point where you get caffeine headaches and you can't operate without the headache. But yeah, coffee is actually good for you. So anyway, I digress. But I was kind of blown away by the response and the number of you, even though it was maybe only a dozen of you, who told me you've never had coffee. But then mostly it's the responses to Bill Belichick, which cracked me up. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up, Jim Harbaugh tells you about life in his RV. Josh Allen tells you about life without Stephon Diggs. Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr talk about a life after this Warriors core. Say it ain't so. And Rory McIlroy talks about life with Liv. Oh, no. Don't start rumors, Amy. Mostly, I want to know what life is like when one of your favorite sports teams leaves and relocates to another city. And producer Jay has put a post up on our show Twitter. It's got Tigger. That's all you need to know. I will share it, but some of you are already answering. We'll put that post up on Facebook as well. Happy Almost Friday. Eek! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Basket here would go a long way for the Lakers. Here is Reeves dribbling right all the way to the middle. D'Lo for three. Got it! Huge three for Russell. Puts the Lakers up by four. It's good, and the Lakers are going to escape in New Orleans. It was much closer than we think it needed to be. Here's McCollum into the front court. Three-pointer, no good, and the game is over. Lakers win it 110-106.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of John Ireland on Lakers radio. I'm actually watching this Lakers-Pelicans game. Well, watching. It's on the TV in front of me on NBA TV. And I suspect that it's because the game was so good. It really was very entertaining. Zion Williamson was a force, a tour de force, until 3 minutes to go in the game when he injured his hamstring. And he is expected to be out Friday, which is unfortunate because it was so good to see him in his playoff debut. He was everything we wanted until he was hurt and wasn't available, and the Lakers maybe got the extra push they needed because of that. And so I don't know what would have happened if he'd been out there. I know that the Pelicans had this dramatic comeback, but the Lakers ultimately prevailed with Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and D'Angelo Russell. They had the entire starting five in double figures. That includes Austin Reeves. It was really all hands on deck, and they are healthy. Does that mean we'll see a different series against the Denver Nuggets? I certainly hope so, because it was a sweep in last year's Western Conference Finals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network. We are already getting your answers to the most painful, nonsensical franchise relocation in sports history. I know it's so dramatic, but it doesn't have to be the most painful on the planet, just the most painful one to you or the one that you identify with. Which one hurt? Which one made no sense? Still doesn't make any sense. Still bothers you. I have an old Hartford Whalers t-shirt. I just can't get rid of it. I love it. But it definitely does bother me still. And it really is a symbol for how powerless fans can be. Not always. There are ways that fans can assert their wishes, their will. But for the most part, the loyalty doesn't run both ways. I would wish that it does, but it doesn't always. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, A-Law Radio, plus our Facebook page. LeBron James, the Los Angeles Lakers, they want you to know this series has nothing to do with revenge against the defending champions.
I think you're putting a little bit too much more emphasis on it. This is our first round matchup, and I mean, we look forward to the postseason, but I haven't been like looking forward to the rematch. The game is played, how it's being played, and this is the matchup, so we look forward to that challenge.
Someone posed the question to Lakers coach Darvin Ham on the play-in victory and this idea that they would have been better off had they not beaten the Pelicans.
Insane asylum sources say.
Sure.
Nah.
If you it wasn't sourced. It was just chatter.
Just someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Apparently he's not down with the idea. I think that pretty much covers it. So how do the Lakers get the best of a team that cruised past them, rolled over them last spring?
We just got to be better, you know, all around. I mean, obviously, it's a great team that we're playing against. A team that won the championship, so they've been in a lot of big games and know what they want to get to late games. So, you know, we just have to be very disciplined and be have our mind into it throughout the course of 48 minutes or however long it takes. But, you know, it's going to be challenging, but that's what the postseason is all about. It should be.
Definitely isn't the same as a year ago. The Lakers, as I say, are healthier, which means that it's not a two-man game in LeBron and AD. They're less likely to run out of gas. Now, those two guys are still older. Anthony Davis is always dealing with something. But I like the fact that they've got more depth and other guys who can score. And when they wanted to, they defended very well against the Pelicans. Also, they're playing some of their best basketball of the year. So I think all of those things matter. The schedule is out for both the Stanley Cup playoffs, which begin on Saturday, as well as the NBA, which still has the two games on a Friday night. Those are the last play-in games. I can't sometimes use all the correct terminology. They will determine the eight seeds. And for your trouble, for winning a game on Friday night, you earn a date with either the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Boston Celtics. You want to talk about trying to avoid a team, I suppose, that this is the plight that you put yourself in and you deserve it if you are the 8th seed in the East, because we've known for a really long time that the Celtics would be waiting for you as the top seed and the best record in the NBA. So you've got four games on the hard court Saturday and four games on Sunday, though we don't have all the matchups for Sunday yet. Again, the top seeds in the East and the West won't tip off until Sunday, and they're waiting for their opponents. Mostly, I think you've got to try to give those 8 seeds a couple of days, not really even 48 hours. The game against the Celtics tips off at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday, which means the winner of Chicago-Miami has to travel, number one. Number two, we're talking maybe 30 hours of rest time. I mean, it's going to be rough. But again, that's the plight you put yourself in. And then the NHL, same thing. Stanley Cup playoffs, the puck will drop en fuego on Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday is a day off, weirdly enough. I don't always understand. It's not even an NFL Sunday. Well, NFL Monday, I guess. It's not even an NFL Monday, so I don't know why you'd avoid that, but maybe trying to line them up so they go every other. Jay, did you just redo the? Oh, okay. So people had already been answering the question, but what?
I didn't see any answers on it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I did people, but maybe not to that, but they responded to me to give us some of their most painful. Oh, yeah, they've kind of disappeared now, so I think that is the case. We're getting some answers. Anyway, I think I saw a few that I'll try to remember, but Marco's here. What do you think? Most painful or, yeah, here we go. Oilers to Tennessee is one. That comes from Hector. Josh is a Browns fan. Hardest move, Cleveland to Baltimore for a few years, especially after winning a Super Bowl. And then Martin says the Quebec Nordiques moving to Colorado still hurts us in Canada. The rivalry between the Nords, and the Montreal Canadiens were so passionate. So there's a few of them, right? Marco, what do you think? Either made the least sense or the most painful move of sports franchises?
The one for me in my lifetime is the Browns moving to Baltimore, because that's still, you took a team with a rabid fan base, and the way it went down and the way it happened, and then the fact that the Browns with everything with the lovable losers, and then the Ravens turned into basically one of the model franchises in the NFL with that exact organization. And then Cleveland had to start over. Luckily, they got another team, but they started from scratch, and it took them a really long time to dig out from that. So that one, to me, kind of stands out. I know the Baltimore Colts early with moving to Indy, moving in the middle of the night,
right?
But I'm too young for that to make it personal.
That I don't remember. Certainly the Browns had to go through a couple of years without football, and it was still mind-blowing.
Weird. Yeah, I mean, it just didn't make sense. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so we got a new post up. It's on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. And some of you are weighing in. Maybe it's just your perspective. It can be painful when it's a team that either you grew up watching or you associate with your city. A lot of times, and it's not the case always and everywhere, but a lot of times, like Marco was mentioning about Cleveland, very often fans identify their city through their sports teams. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the success or failure of their sports teams really affects their mood. This is why Cleveland's been cranky for a long time. Just kidding. I love Cleveland. My mom's whole side of the family is from Northeast Ohio, so I am allowed to make jokes.
Again, it's not wrong. I mean, you wind up, we all do that with certain teams that it just, especially football, because it takes a week before you play again. You could wind up in a bad mood until Thursday. There's times where it just doesn't shake you. You can't shake it. And then, again, the way that happened, the way that went down, I mean, I didn't like the Raiders move when they left Oakland the second time. Like, it's just, it's hard. You identify. And now Oakland's going to lose the A's too. They already lost the Warriors. Like, you identify these teams with a certain place.
Three teams in the span of, what, 5 years?
Yeah, roughly.
Oh, that's, talk about painful.
And I get Oakland's had issues, and I understand all that. But still, I mean, you're talking about the Raiders, one of the iconic franchises in the NFL, so it always felt like the Oakland Raiders. That little stint in L.A., but felt like the Oakland Raiders, and that's gone. The Warriors finally get good, and they're gone. And the A's, who were a tremendous franchise for a really long time, and even when they stripped it down and built it back up, they were still involved. And now what it's turned into, it's hard to watch. It mm-hmm. really is. It's hard to watch.
Agreed. So we've got our phone number, 855-212-4227. Speaking of phone numbers, my older friend Marv did decide that he would take Chicago Johnny's number
okay.
and potentially join him at the pool in Las Vegas.
Nice.
I know. I was good
so
for him.
So was that just the number getting from Botch, or did Chicago Johnny call in?
Johnny did call in.
He did?
He okay. called in at the top of the second hour. So by the time we had talked about it more than once, I think I threw it out there twice, he had said, where did he say he was at the movies? No, he was at a show. He went to see Love. He went to see the Beatles, the Cirque du Soleil show, because it's ending. So that's what he was doing the first time. Mm-hmm. And so then he heard the second time and called up. And when we asked him whether or not he was working on Saturday, his response was, oh, no, I'll be at the pool. But if your friend wants to come hang out at the pool with the wind, you can pass along my number and I'll get him in.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we did connect. Okay. Chicago Johnny. We connected Chicago Johnny with my friend Marv, and even though Marv will be going to the Mob Museum sans Chicago Johnny, he will try to make time at the pool. All because of our show, which just cracks me up. I love it. I don't
Do
think
we
I want to
get video
no,
of that.
Negative Ghost Rider.
No?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay, so find our Twitter or our Facebook. Let's see. Coming up, what do I want to do? Well, update on some of the injuries that will affect the NBA playoffs moving forward. Also, Jim Harbaugh. He wasn't joking when he said he was going to live in an RV this offseason until his family finds a home. Yeah, he takes us on a tour of it and everything. I wish we had the video, but this is radio, so we don't. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Sure why, but Zion Williamson just went down the tunnel. He was holding his left thigh. Not sure if there's anything to be concerned about there. Maybe he's just going to go stretch it out. Hopefully he's coming back.
Well, Aaron, thanks for the report, but that could literally not be worse than what you just reported.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Pelicans radio network, Todd Gravanini went on to talk about how frustrated Zion was that he threw down a towel on his way out of the arena to the locker room. So even in that moment, appeared to know that something was wrong. And now Pelicans coach Willie Green delivering the news and kind of communicating how tough it was to find out that they will not have their star player for Friday night against the Kings.
It was tough news, for sure. We all were disappointed. And just kind of being there for Z, being supportive, encouraging him as he attacks his rehabilitation and his recovery from it.
They have to continue to work on him in the hopes that he can be ready for potentially a first-round series or beyond. But, yeah, this is a guy who just scored 40 points for them in the game against the Lakers and was the driving force behind them coming back. He was fearless. He was aggressive. Like I said, I'm watching the game again, and this is everything the Pelicans wanted out of Zion. It's everything fans of basketball have wanted to see from Zion, and it happened so perfectly in his playoff debut, but now they have to move on without him.
The message to the team is that we faced adversity before, and here it is again, staring us right in the eyes, and no, this is an opportunity that we can take advantage of.
Well, what about Zion himself? He was obviously frustrated when he was leaving the arena. How's he doing now?
He's upset, disappointed. So, no way around it. It was tough news. So, Like I said, we're all just rallying around him and going to support him as best we can.
Willie Green and the Pelicans, part of your Friday night, potentially, because you've got Pelicans and Kings for the right to be the 8 seed. And then same thing in the Eastern Conference. It's Chicago at Miami. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find us on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours. Also our Facebook page. Lots of you weighing in about this relocation and the pain that comes with it for the fan bases. And the most recent one is the Arizona Coyotes. And our guest at the top of the hour is Todd Walsh. His farewell tribute went viral on Wednesday night. We found it on social media. That's why we invited him on the show. But he ended that 5-minute video with an emotional story and really kind of perfectly summarized how he feels about the team.
I'm going to go back to a story that I love to tell. It's about the Hall of Fame coach, the late, great Fred Shero, back in the mid-70s, the head coach of the Broad Street Bullies, the Philadelphia Flyers. He walked into the room before the Stanley Cup clinching game, and he walked up on a chalkboard, and he wrote this. It's my favorite quote in all of hockey. Win today, and we walk together forever. Think about that. Win today, and we walk together forever. Well, the Coyotes, as you know, they never won a cup. But we went through a whole heck of a lot together. So I'd like to amend that chalkboard with a virtual chalkboard circa 2024 as I got a couple of guys to moonlight, Tom Elsner and Josh Kelman, who put this together. And this is my message to you, Coyote fans, who have been there since day one. And it's simply this. I hope you'll enjoy this particular last ode to the Coyotes from my own chalkboard, because we walk together forever as Coyote fans. And that's the story, really. That's my chalkboard.
Longtime Coyotes broadcaster Todd Walsh, who had many fans in tears, some who were already emotionally supercharged as the Coyotes played their final game in the desert, they assumed, and it became official on Thursday. The sale of the Coyotes to a couple who own the Utah Jazz and will soon be moving this franchise to Salt Lake City. Coming up, Todd Walsh joins us after an exhausting day in which his video has gone viral, his farewell tribute, his emotional words about the Coyotes. They've been viewed a couple million times. We're going to check in with him and see how he's doing. And also, why did it come to this? This roller coaster ride. I'm anxious to talk to Todd straight ahead. Glad to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.